your stock pick at the moment?
Yeah, I'm going to go for British American Tobacco. It pulled back about 15% over the last month or so. You had Altria coming out with some results today, was actually better than expected. And I think these cigarette companies are going to do better than what people are expecting globally. South African market is non-existing to them. You're sitting at a 7% dividend yield, and you still sit with a currency that's weakened against the pound about 20% year to date. So I think it's one of those stocks that you need in your portfolio on the local side, even an offshore side, a dividend yield in developed markets of 7. They got lots of US exposure. I think the earnings will actually surprise on the upside.
Yeah. On your side, Derek, what are you going with at the moment?
I'm staying in the US for now, and it kind of talks to that theme where I'm kind of peeling off a bit of profits from the tech space and looking into that value space. So my stock pick tonight is JP Morgan. Mm-hmm. I certainly think that they have not felt any of the extent of the bounce that's taken place with this low interest rate environment, and I do think from a fundamental perspective it's looking very attractive. Obviously got a very strong global presence and one of your top quality banks from a global perspective. So I think, you know, I'm going to slowly start to tilt towards some of those value stocks or what I deem to be looking attractive from a valuation perspective. So tonight, JP Morgan's my pick.
Gentlemen, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined me on the line this evening. That, of course, Derek Jansen van Rensburg from Anchor and Gerbrand Smit from NEFG Fund Management as well. Julieta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening. Thank you.